Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/PPMedia. That's once again all one word, audibletrial.com/PPMedia, and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/PPMedia. Start reading.
I've been very busy. Many important matters require king's attention.
I'm king now. King now.
I am king.
I am
king.
I am
kiss it.
I am
kiss it again.
I am
your fingers or your
king.
Doesn't
fingers
discuss
your
battle plans.
I am
super
girl.
Your fingers or your tongue.
I am
the king. I'm telling mother.
Welcome to the Joffrey podcast. My name's Bubba, and with me, as always, is
Catfish. That's me.
Catfish. It is the 5th. Anniversary of the Joffrey podcast.
Oh, man.
And to celebrate 5 years of celebrating first of his name, first in your hearts, King Joffrey Baratheon, we're going to do 5 podcasts all in one day.
No, we're not.
Probably not. But we're going to try to do 5 podcasts in one day. We're going to release them over the next 5 weeks. To talk
that's
about.
That's a lot of content.
That is a lot of content for our double L's.
Double L's?
Well, that's who I like to call. I've decided something for these next 5 years to call them loyal listeners. Our loyal listeners, we're making content for you for the next 5 weeks in this off season of Game of Thrones. Isn't that exciting?
It's too bad you didn't come up with that until the 5th anniversary, the double L. That's new, right?
I was very, I wasn't sure what I would call them, but now let's do it.
Finally, let's do it. The wall is down.
Heck yeah. Also, we're doing it to celebrate our expansion out into a million things. We've been double P podcast for a long time, but Catfish, now we are double P media.
Ooh.
Hold your horses. That's right. And to celebrate.
Does that mean are we doing television shows? Are we doing movies? Are we doing albums?
We are.
I want to get us on classic vinyl.
Just like Drake, we're going to drop everything at once.
I love it.
Okay. So.
Including news about our illegitimate children.
So. Folks, we need you to go ahead. Feel free. Go to our website, PPMedia.com. Now, we became Double P Media for probably the biggest reason, Catfish, is do you know that there are a lot of Double P networks and things like that that are involved in the porn industry?
Well,
and the double
that is a word that starts with P.
The double P in the porn industry, it's like double penetration. So a lot of times if you look up Double P, you are finding things that I don't think King Joffrey is tough. I just want to be completely honest. Maybe he has done them, but listeners, I don't think
he's
tough.
I mean, when you have King Joffrey and his crossbow, you could.
That's two separate things. That's a good point. So, that said, we are not double P media across things. We are double PHQ. That's the word double, the single letter P, then the letters HQ for headquarters. So, go to Twitter. Go to at double PHQ. Go to Instagram. At double PHQ. Okay. On Facebook at facebook.com/PHQ. We're on Twitch.
Yeah, let's Twitch it.
We are on Twitch and we're also on YouTube. Everybody go to YouTube, search double P media. You'll find us. And for people who download these podcasts, like we always do it, to encourage people to follow us on YouTube.
Yes.
We are right now doing this podcast on video. You can see our ugly mugs if you go to YouTube and subscribe right now.
I was going to say, is the fact that we're uploading video, do you think that means it's going to make people more likely to watch it on YouTube? What if it was just the audio? I think they'd be more likely to watch. What if it's audio and beautiful pictures of Dubrovnik?
Well, Catfish, this is a great point.
Thank you.
Why is an audio podcast on YouTube? Well, you kind of have to be everywhere in the podcast world. And so I started uploading our Twin Peaks podcast, the audio, and just with some still images onto YouTube.
Okay.
You would have like thousands of views. The same thing with The Terror. We just covered AMC's The Terror. You put that on YouTube, there'd be all these sheets there.
Right.
All these viewers. You put The Strain, even when our coverage of The Strain, we put that on YouTube and you would have thousands of views. You put Joffrey podcast audio on YouTube, you're lucky to get double digits. So we've got to almost kind of encourage, beat our listeners to come check us out on YouTube. And so because of that, that's why we're here. We only have 692 subscribers on YouTube. We want to get it up to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So these five.
One? That's nothing.
1,000. That
I
is nothing.
10,000.
10,000. That's right. So we're having our ugly mugs on some of these shows, and you'll be able to see us.
If we get up to 10,000, we promise.
Yeah.
We'll just upload the podcast with pretty pictures of something else, and you won't have to see us anymore.
Right. If you hate seeing us as much as we hate seeing us,
subscribe.
Subscribe on YouTube. All right. So now, if that wasn't enough, we begged our double L's. We begged you loyal listeners to give us iTunes, a.k.a. Apple Podcast reviews. And once we got
back in the day when that was all that was going on.
Right. Once we got to 100 reviews, we were like, what's the point? We reached 100 Apple Podcast reviews. We can quit. Well, guess what?
What happened?
You apparently need to still keep doing it because you can't find us if you search Game of Thrones on Apple Podcasts. So we need you go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Go to those places and give us some stars, 5 stars, and give us a written review. We need all the help we can get to celebrate His grace for the next 5 years.
All right. Are you sure now? Because you wanted them to stop, and now you want them to start again. Are you sure?
I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah, apparently you got to keep. Apparently, loyal listeners, we need you to keep going. Now, to get you to subscribe to us on Instagram, at double PHQ on Instagram, Twitter, like the Facebook page, follow the Facebook page, to subscribe to us on YouTube, to do all these things, listeners, if you just on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, if you just tweet us out, comment us out on any of these social media apps, you can be eligible to win some of these great Game of Thrones prizes. We don't even have them all here because we have so many prizes. I'm just going to hold up one. Look at this. This is an exclusive shirt you can only get in Dubrovnik or possibly order online to have them mail you from Dubrovnik. That's where they film most of the King's Landing scenes. You can get some of those. And that's, of course, illegal content. This is a real Game of Thrones hat with City of Dubrovnik on it. Catfish, hold up that shirt.
All right, let me hold this shirt up.
Yeah.
Oh, you can tell these are quality because they're soft like tissue.
Look, it says Game of Thrones, and then it also says Dubrovnik, the place where King's Landing is. Incredible.
Oh, and you know what's nice is it literally looks like they took a Game of Thrones shirt and then somebody stitched on Dubrovnik on it. They bought this shirt and then stitched on Dubrovnik on it. So this is special.
Yes.
Unless you know somebody
who can stitch.
And this is like really good stitching.
It totally is. Totally is. All right, Catfish.
Yes.
Of these 5 podcasts we're going to do.
Yeah, which one am I most excited about? The last one. Yes.
You wouldn't see how much I roll my eyes and groan if we weren't doing that here on our, if our ugly mugs here. Let me get a close up of myself.
And then me.
All right. Okay. If we weren't doing this on YouTube.
So, I like how you're performing and also producing at the same time.
It's about time.
You are working the board even.
That's true. But the first podcast, the one you're listening to now, get ready for the next 5 weeks. You'll get to hear us on this one Sunday afternoon in July, is we're going to talk about our trip to Dallas, Texas to be part of Con of Thrones.
Yes.
The Con of Thrones. So just a little background on this, if you will. Con of Thrones started in 2017. They were in Nashville, Tennessee at the Grand Ole Opry Hotel, Resort and Arena and Music Showcase. And I didn't think about applying. I thought, okay, it's great that they're doing this. But then I saw that some of our good friends, like Pat Mann, they were there. They were on stage doing these panels. Other podcasts were there. They were doing these panels. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. How come we're not there? Why are they there and we're not there? Now, of course, why we weren't there is we didn't apply. We didn't try.
Well, you know, the other thing was I was only a little bit bitter about the whole thing.
Bitter.
Because 5 years ago, I asked my neighbor across the street who produces events. I said to him, let's do a con for Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know. And then he talked to people at HBO and he's like, they wouldn't be, you couldn't be like official in any way. And it just kind of got dropped. It's clearly a lot of work. So that was why I was a little bitter the first time, because it was my idea, and then I quit on it.
Okay. Well, luckily, our good friends at Mischief Managed, they decided to throw this con. So they were going to have 2018 in deep in the heart of Dallas, Texas. And so I thought, well, we should go. You know, why do other podcasts go and we don't get to go? We should go. So we talked about it kind of very briefly in December, and we had that podcast where we pitched our episode of Why Are You Still Alive? We were like, we could do this. You know, we recorded a podcast where we went through Game of Thrones season 7 characters who had survived all this point, and we're like, why are they still alive?
Right.
And it was an okay podcast, but it at least had the kernel of an idea. I go through, fill out the forms. I'm like, hey, we want to do a panel at Con of Thrones. I also submit some of our spinoff specials, some of our Joffrey POV chapters. I'm
so
like,
good.
Oh, this could be a second thing we could do. And then you do not hear about it for months. You do not hear, it like goes right. months and you forget about it. It's like, okay, it's going to happen in May, but you assume, well, I guess they didn't select us because we didn't hear
right,
anything
until
about
I get a text from you saying, hey, guess what? Guess what, Catfish? We got accepted, and so...
Yeah, and when was that? Do you remember? You were in Nashville. When were you in Nashville?
Late March.
So in late March, so a good 3 months later, they finally contact people.
Right, and like 5 weeks before.
5 weeks, right, before you're supposed to go to the con, they're like, hey, you're accepted. But what's interesting, they also sent an email that said, your spinoff specials, no thank you very much. And we put a lot of work into the spinoff specials.
I love the spinoff specials.
They're the thing that
I'm most proud of.
I had renamed Why Are You Still Alive. I was like, you know, it should be something like, because we should talk about characters who've died too. So I renamed this idea for a panel. I renamed it Defending Your Life after the great Albert Brooks movie. And they like that. And they say, okay, you're accepted.
Right.
And literally all it says is you're accepted. Resubmit. Resubmit all the information so we can have it for the program or whatever. And we do that,
yeah.
And then it feels like we don't hear from them for another 6 or 8 weeks. What was going on there?
Well, another 3 or 4 weeks, because we were already 6 weeks out from it when we heard. We didn't know anything about the hotel. Didn't know. I didn't believe it, because I didn't get an email until I got an email like a week and a half before, when we'd already gotten the hotel room, because it was like,
yeah,
we had
to start planning. We had to get going. So we reserve a hotel
right.
room there at the Dallas Hyatt Regency. And... long story short, we didn't have much contact, but it was still a great time. It was a wonderful
yeah.
time. We missed the Friday programming. We flew over to Dallas an early Saturday morning.
Right.
And so now we're going to take you through this. For those of you who are listening to audio, we'll just try to describe these pictures as best as we can. The taxi takes us from the Dallas airport to
right.
the Dallas High Regency Hotel. We pull up outside of the hotel. There are these big pictures. Here's the White Walker right here. It says winter is coming. We
right?
know we're in the right place.
Exactly.
And then you go into the hotel, you go into the lobby, and it's like, look at this. At the front desk, they have these candied mints in the Targaryen
Ooh, yeah.
bowl. It's like cinnamon red hot
the
fires.
Red hots. I like the red hots.
And then in the winter is coming, direwolf for House Stark. They had like those ice mints. So good. This hotel was really nice, wasn't it?
Well, it was nice, but also there were some volleyball players around too.
Yes, so. What was it? Do you remember? It was the national. It was some collegiate volleyball tournament. It was
yeah.
great.
So it was. So we were ready. It was if we needed to do some, cast for Brienne all over again. We could have done it right there.
We immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We immediately, we go to our room. And of course, mm-hmm. I got to cosplay up. We got to get ready to go. So I throw on my costume. Catfish, show everybody. Let's see it.
Oh, let's see that. It looks
there
so
we
good.
Are. Look at us. Unlike now, where it's early in the morning and we look like death. There, it was also early in the morning for us because we were on LA time.
Right.
But we look a little bit better than death right there.
Well, you certainly were well prepared. I was representing the Joffrey podcast.
You look good.
You were representing George R. R. Martin's industriousness as far as filling out his the next book.
Right. So if you're just listening to the audio podcast, I was covered with chapter title pages. So you had like John's chapter title page, or Daenerys.
Right.
Arya. Like I had a million characters. I had Hot Pie. But they were all blank, and I went as the Winds of Winter. People really were down with that. A lot of people asked me for my photograph, so I felt so good.
Yeah, you know, this is a big thing for you. I was very proud, because I know we've gone some costumed events together.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is very important for you to come up with something clever. You often do. This one was a big hit.
It was a big hit. It was great. The next thing we go
uh-huh.
is we go down to the marketplace. Now, this is vendors who are paying money to sell their
right,
Game of Thrones
right,
goods.
Right.
in this little ballroom here at the Dallas Regency Hotel. It felt like close to 20 vendors. They all had good stuff. But across Saturday and Sunday, when I went in there, I never saw a lot of shoppers, did you?
No, I didn't see a lot of people there ever. And I was a little concerned, you know, now that we're here, we can talk about it a little bit. I asked some of the people who had been there the first year what the difference was as far as the number of people who've attended it
right.
the previous year mm-hmm. as well as this year. And it seems to me that the response was uniformly, it feels like kind of the same amount of people. So obviously when you're doing these things, you'd like to have a certain jump at some point.
You'd like to have a growth, but if throughout in all of 2018 there isn't aren't new episodes and there isn't a new book,
right,
I think maybe you are just happy with a relatively steady attendance of crowd.
Well, I'm curious to see what happens in the future because, you know, we're going to have one more season. It sounds to me like they're trying to get another series in this world up so that it shows up a year, more than a year after Game of Thrones.
2020, you would imagine.
So we'll see if that helps. But regardless, I'm not sure if the vendors actually got a lot of
money, if they got a lot of sales.
That they actually sold a lot of stuff. I thought a lot of it was clever.
Yeah.
But since we were kind of putting out on our own to go do this, mm-hmm. I thought, I don't want to put out any more cash for it. But there's a couple things I wish I'd bought.
One of the things that I loved, and you can see them right now on the video part of it, is people made these beautiful glass or Pyrex pie pans. And one, it's a slice of pie with a dagger through it, and it says Arias Frey Pies. I loved it.
So good.
And then if you go to the next slide, here's a second one they had. It was like, hot pies, dinner is coming. Savior of gravy and protector of the inn.
Yeah, chef of the Seven Kingdoms.
Is that not great? They also had people there who were selling, foam swords and shields, and they were having little battle royales happening.
Yeah,
it was fun.
To talk about
We've been to Comic Con in San Diego.
We've been to WonderCon.
Yeah, down in Anaheim.
We've been to the VR Con, virtual reality con, and we've been to Cookie Con.
We went to Cookie Con. So how do you feel about the, let's leave this marketplace behind, but how did you feel about the panels? Because the first thing we did was we went to a panel.
In most of the other cons that I've been to, maybe only gone to maybe one or two panels. Mostly I was there to look at what was on the floor. And as we talked about here, what was on the floor was not enough to spend more than, 45 minutes or an hour there.
Right.
And I found kind of the panels to be not that interesting. But But here at the Con of Thrones, I found the panels to be very lively, entertaining. They had a lot of panels where they were getting feedback from the audience and they made it fun for the people who were attending the panel.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. Now, as you go to panels, what do you see? You see people in cosplay. So why don't we get to some of the great cosplayers?
All right, let's do it.
Look at this. One of the most popular ones was a guy who was wearing a Jon Snow, Jon Snow-esque costume with big furs and capes and a big sword. But then he also wore the Black Panther mask. Instead of King of the North, King of Wakanda.
Now,
loved it.
This is a big thing that we've seen at the last couple of cons we've been to. Where, and there's a term for it, right? Where you kind of the mixing of the two. I believe the last time I went to WonderCon, there was a lot of mixing of like Star Wars and Disney characters.
Right.
So I can't remember what it's called, but there's a lot of that at a lot of cons. But this was really the only one we saw where it was like a combining of two.
Yeah, only standout one. But as we'll just go through the next several
slides. I was very bitter when this guy did not win the...
Oh, there was the cosplay contest. Well, some people here, let's go through a bunch
All
of
right.
the slides and we'll just talk about characters as there were. A lot of women there, Catfish. Were you surprised about the demographic of Con of Thrones? Here we're looking at a woman dressed as Daenerys and two of her young babies are dressed as dragons. Love it. A lot of women there.
Well, as I thought about it later on, I did think that it was really cool that that this con was a majority female, and
the attendees, yeah,
the attendees, and I'm not sure why that was. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what do you have any speculation on that?
I think this is a show and a book series, obviously, with very strong female characters. Okay. I also think that it's an equal world. It seems like, even though it's set during a period where things wouldn't be equal,
right?
It seems like there are kind of equal leaders. None of the women in this show, not even Sansa, who people can be very tough on, are the, oh, woe is me, come rescue me.
Right, right, right.
Robin Hood. And so that strength probably appeals to a lot of people. We need our female double L's to explain to us why Game of Thrones was so female heavy. I probably shouldn't even speak for some of the women. As we're talking, we're just seeing some of the incredible costumes. I mean, these people looked great.
Oh, the harpy, so good.
Yeah, they had somebody dressed as a harpy. A lot of Jaime and Cersei's, a lot of Sansa's, a lot of Daenerys's. Do you want to claim which character do you think had the most representation from costumes that people had?
Oh, boy. It's definitely the wall. There were definitely so many walls.
No. There was one person who kind of should have won a contest, who dressed as the wall pre-Night King knocking it down. If I had to guess, I would say Jon Snow was the most represented. But there are only, you know, like a handful, like maybe, you know, five or six Jon Snows. There are just so many characters, and everybody wants to spread it around some. Do you remember any others that you really loved? Like, oh, this was so good.
I did feel like there was a lot of Daenerys's.
Okay, so Daenerys, the power couple, they were probably 1A and 1B.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were greats. Like, I saw a Qyburn. There were some Melisandres. There was just everybody. Here on the screen, we're looking at an Arya who is not just Arya in Braavos, in kind of a Braavosy costume. But Arya, this Arya cosplayer, had some face to put on if she suddenly needed to wear somebody's face. So good. We had people reaching deep. There were some, like Rhaegars. There were actually kind of a handful of Rhaegars, and if you go forward a slide, there were some Rhaegars who were who were combining things, and it was just like, holy smokes. There was only one Joffrey that I saw. Did you see any other Joffreys? That was kind of sad, don't you think?
I mean, just like in the real world, how there could be no greater human being than Joffrey. Really, Joffrey can only have one true representation.
Yeah, that's completely true. So here, what we see in this one, for those of you just listening to the audio podcast, there was somebody dressed as a dragon, but like after it had been turned into an ice dragon.
I loved it.
So we went to some of the panels. We saw our good buddy Patman. We saw Patman's wife at a panel. That was actually the first panel we saw, I believe. I think I may have messed this up. It was Patman's wife at a panel, right?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was the first one we went to.
Lisa, she was great.
Yeah, she was.
We also saw a panel featuring some of the stars. I went and watched young Hodor do a panel with young Myrcella and young Princess Shireen. We also saw Gendry do a panel. Any of these actor panels that you especially loved, Catfish? Any insight that you loved?
Well, I missed that earlier one. So I think the only actor panel that I saw was Gendry.
He was a nice guy. Joe Dempsey seemed like a very nice guy. Seemed like the kind of guy who would be fun to go have a pint with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they asked him. It was a nice mix between questions about the show and then questions about kind of his personal life, how it's affected by the show, and, you know, stuff having to deal with the craziness of, like, people trying to find out information about Game of Thrones. So I thought it was a really, I thought it was a fun panel.
And there was one spoiler. There were actually two spoilers in his answers, which I don't feel like we should go on now. I'm sure they're online. If you're the type of person who likes spoilers, go online and you'll find out two things he said. One was about a filming location, and kind of tied to that was one of the characters or actors who was with him. And it was like, oh, if you add A to B to C, you could learn something about season 8. I don't want to spoil too much, but
okay.
That's kind of what it was like. Any other?
I just don't know if I could add A and B and get C. I'm having such a hard
time. Do it.
I have a hard time adding numbers. Forget adding letters.
Do it, Catfish. Now, one of the other panels we went to was we went to the spin-off series. And this was our buddy Pat Mann talking about, this was before HBO announced they were going to spin off The Long Night and the, you know, the original trouble with the White Walkers.
Right.
Is what they're explaining it to be. The Age of Heroes, they call it. And we went to a panel that was just a week early where people were pitching ideas for what spinoffs could be. And Pat Mann did a great job on that panel.
Pat Mann ended up being on about, just I know I can't add.
Yeah, so A plus B
may,
plus
my,
C.
My number may be off, but I believe he was on 73 panels over
right.
a three-day weekend.
That, exactly right. Good work, Pat Mann. Now, the best thing about going to Con of Thrones
yes.
is running into double L's, running into people who
Absolutely.
Have listened to us
Absolutely.
And heard the praise of King Joffrey, meeting people we talked to online the whole time. It was wonderful. Right now, let's bring up a slide of me with the truly wonderful Twitterer. Is Twitterer a word? We got to hung out with Shakespeare of Thrones. Here she is. She dressed as a weirwood tree. Gosh, one of the most original, greatest costumes ever. She was just really cool to hang out with. Isn't it fun to meet some of these people like this, Catfish?
It was so great. Now notice what she's holding, though. It's
Uh-oh.
A little hard to see because there's so much going on.
I'll explain it for the audio podcast.
Okay, for the audio listeners, I made these wonderful badges with the kind of redid the, when you see the Joffrey podcast, Joffrey against the American flag. Kind of redid that, sized it, and had some wonderful comments on the back, like, I'm telling Mother.
Oh, so good. So many people wanted to tell Mother about these badges.
Joffrey
they loved them
is
so much.
My favorite husband.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. What was it? Do you remember some of your other favorite? Because there were a lot of sayings on the back that people just really, really loved.
Crossbows don't kill people. Joffrey kills people.
Oh, so good.
I love
so
that
good.
One.
That's a good one.
I love that one. Joffrey and Jesus both start with a J.
That's all you need to know.
I can't remember the other ones.
Oh, we had so many, and it was great handing them out.
It was.
Now, we don't have photos of all the great double L's we met, but Catfish, go to the next one. Let's go ahead and look at some of these great people that we got to hang out with. We got to hang out with Joffrey Podcast father, Double M Matt Murdock. Was
oh,
that incredible?
Man.
He came down just to hang with us and all the other fans of his Matt's Game of Thrones audio blog in Dallas. He came down just to hang out with us.
I mean,
it was so cool.
He's the OG. It was great. It was great to meet them. It was great to go out to dinner to the wrong restaurant with them.
Oh, it was good. In fact, I'm going to play some audio from them.
We want your longest long shot. Who is going to die? Who you think, oh, they won't suspect this person to die. Long shot death. Matt.
Oh, God, I don't know, man. Podrick is a good one. Come
long
on.
Shot. Let's hear it.
I don't know. The Night King.
Matt doesn't know the definition of a long shot. All right, that's fine enough. All right, long shot death.
Arya.
Oh, good one. That's a good one. That's a long shot.
Long shot. Long shot death. Long shot death. Sam Tarly.
Oh.
That's not longer than Pod.
That is a long.
Pod.
Pod is pretty much dead in the book right now.
That's a wonderful long shot. I think that's good.
You didn't read A Dance with Dragons, so you wouldn't know.
Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/doublepmedia. That's all one word, audibletrial.com/doublepmedia. And browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/doublepmedia to get started today. Why Audible? Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers. One thing I love about Audible is listening to books on double speed. If it's an entertaining book, you get the information that much quicker, and if it's a bit slow at periods, hopefully the narrator sounds like an Alvin and the Chipmunks character. This week, I'd recommend The Terror by Dan Simmons. It's a great, big, thick book, great to listen to in audio. Shakespeare of Thrones, who we talk about on this podcast, at Shakes of Thrones on Twitter, she just read it. She loved the book. We covered the AMC miniseries, so after you listen to it, you can watch the show and hear our coverage there. The Terror by Dan Simmons. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/doublepmedia.
Again, that's audibletrial.com/doublepmedia for your free audiobook. Get reading.
Now, when we give away prizes, there's one person who seems to win every prize.
Exactly, because she is our most faithful listener.
And very that faithful.
Is Holly Hunt Pants.
Holly Hunt Pants was there, and she was having a blast. I'm saying that so many people were having fun seeing Holly with that big smile on her face as she was just living it up. It was so cool seeing her there.
It was great. It was great to see her after all the great feedback she's given us. It was just fun to hang out and have a good time with these people that we have connected with and have listened to us when they were the only ones who were listening.
Yeah, and it was also people who we've given all our prizes to were like, Ollie, you actually exist. We're not just mailing these to nowhere, so that's good. We also had a bunch at our panel.
Hold on. We also have, and we talked about him already, but this is the best picture so far. We have a Patman.
Oh, yeah, Patman.
Let me tell you something.
Patman and his wife. I talk to Patman all the time online. I'd never really had any online conversations with his wife. She's a rock star. This is awesome.
She is great. And she was on a panel that was also very fascinating, the first one that we went to. But I have to say this for Patman, because since he's the pro and was on 925 of the panels over this weekend,
right,
I have to give them a gold star for pitching us to everybody.
Oh, he was.
Whenever he would introduce, we would say, This is Bubba and Catfish from the Joffrey Podcast. You have to listen. It's a great thing. He was our biggest cheerleader there, and I have to thank him because he knows some heavy hitters there.
He does. He knows all the heavy hitters. He's part of the Watchers on the Wall crew.
He was very, very gracious to us, and for that, I have to thank him so much.
Right.
Because he's a jefe over there.
Hefe. Yeah. What do you
mean
by
hefe?
That?
He's like the big guy. He's a big kahuna over there. I'm just going to keep using nicknames in different languages.
Good, okay.
He's the padre.
If this were an audio podcast, that'd be so easy to edit that part out. But darn it, we're in video now. Watch us on YouTube, Twitch, Instagram, TV. Who knows where else we are. Catfish.
Yes.
We also had a bunch of other fans there. We had Susan. We had Javike's fan bring his daughter there. We had some fans that, honest to God, who showed up for our panel who I recognized, but I didn't get a chance to talk to. We're going to get to our panel last. We also had, quote-unquote, other podcasting icon people like the Ringer people, the Binge Mode people. They were there. They were like, hey, let us get in on the Joffrey love. Everybody wants to rub a little bit of Joffrey on them. And so those Binge Moders were there. And so now let's just get to our panel. We're going to end this by talking about our panel there. Why don't you explain to everybody what the hell we did?
All right. Well, fascinating. Again, as you said, you had the idea of it was called Defending Your Life, but it was essentially, we wanted to have a situation where we say, this character, you know, there's a lot of complexity in the Game of Thrones world.
Oh, yeah.
It's not nothing like everyone's a hero or a villain. There's a lot of gradations. People do a lot of things. You know, some people think Joffrey's a villain when we know that he's a hero because people face a lot of complex choices. Okay. So the idea was to present to an audience different characters, and then the original idea was that you and I would take one side or the other, and I would say, this person should go to seven heavens, and you would say, this person should go to seven hells, and we'd argue about it,
right?
And then the audience would vote on it.
Sure.
Well, what happened was, we participated in a few panels where there was a lot of audience participation.
Yeah, the great debates. Those are wonderful panels.
And
our buddies at the Storm of Spoilers host those. They're great panels.
I mean, our original idea was we'll do a bunch and then we'll let the audience do like two or three.
Right.
And so I was at one and you were at another, and I can't remember what happened, but I sent you a text and I said, we should only do a couple of these and let the audience do it. And you were like, yes. We came to the same conclusion separately that, like, people don't want to hear from our stupid faces. They hear us enough. So we did a couple of test ones. We had one set up that was going to be beautiful, but you blew the joke.
Oh, boy. You blew the setup, too. You were supposed to be presenting as if you were the character. You didn't do that either. We had equal blow-ups at the beginning.
All right. So, that's a good point.
I rocked you off your point. Sorry.
So we did a few of them, And then what you'd also done was you printed up these beautiful, nice heads on sticks. So everybody had, when they were either attacking or defending someone, they could come up and get the stick. So what happened was we had a couple microphones on the side. Someone, you said to them, come up. If there's someone you see up here that you want to either defend or attack, come on up. And people came up en masse.
Floods of people came up.
It was great.
What's interesting, though, is they grabbed almost every head. They didn't grab, like, Liza Aaron. They didn't grab Daenerys. No one wanted to grab and defend or attack Daenerys. It was insane.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought it would be someone would grab someone up because they want, you know, that they would be, that it would be on one side or the other. Like a bunch of people would grab because they wanted to attack, or a bunch of people would grab because they wanted to defend.
It
seemed like it was kind of even.
No, it was even.
Even
yeah,
Steven.
Like
people
it.
Would people would grab a head for either reason. So people would come up and they would just start talking, and then other people would contradict them in the audience. And
it was great.
There was a lot of audience participation, and the most amazing thing was there were some shocking things that happened that occurred because of this.
You're being sent up to seven heavens or down to seven hells, and almost everybody had been defending characters.
Yes.
Until this one woman who had grabbed Sansa Stark. This woman had grabbed Sansa Stark. And I could tell she really wanted to come up. So I was like, you're next, you come up. And Catfish, you were wise. You were always asking them. I just assumed they wanted to defend, but you were like, do you want to defend or attack this character? And I'm like, come on, everybody wants to. She immediately goes, I want to attack. And she attacked Sansa Stark so brutally. So suddenly our job and the job of the audience is to defend. I say this with love. There wasn't enough defense from the audience, and I was kind of so rocked back. I had trouble defending Sansa. I was like, whoa. And so the audience would hold up these signs, seven heavens or seven hells. I think the next slide, Catfish, might show the things. Yeah, okay, there it is. Let's go back to that seven hells. So they could hold up that seven hells sign to let us know where the character should go. And look at this. This is the crowd. For those of you on audio podcasts, this is the crowd holding up. Everybody sent Sansa to seven hells. What the hell's going on? And this is just one half of the audience. Now, the other half, if you go to the next slide, the other half of the audience was more measured in their response. But holy smokes, Catfish, what is going on?
Well, I mean, that was one thing.
Yeah.
I can understand.
That was tough.
But what happened?
Oh, yeah. We'll get to it.
Besides that was the biggest thing. Somebody stands up and holds the picture of the Night King up.
He held him up. He said, I want to defend this character.
And
if everybody gets a chance to be defended, we're like, go for it, buddy.
And we're all laughing because, like, how is this going to work out?
This is
going
to be great, great to see this person try to defend this evil ice zombie.
And he did such an amazing job saving all the children.
Right, saving Craster's kids, yeah. Giving them a home after they've been kicked out of Craster's Keep. You know, he didn't ask for this. You know, he was made this way. It was so impassioned. You know, passion has to be a big part of it. It was so impassioned that when it came time to vote, I knew which way it was going to go. Didn't you know which way it was going to go?
I mean, there was no other way it could go because I was just laughing my ass off.
So we went to the crowd. Are you going to send the Night King? Are you going to send him up to seven heavens or where he belongs, down to seven hells? Where did everybody send him, Catfish?
Oh, they sent him to seven heavens. It was almost unanimous.
Oh, my God. Is that crazy?
And
how is that possible?
It was so much fun that somebody actually tweeted about it and said that the most fun they had on a panel was when... was our panel because Sansa got sent to hell and the Night King got sent to heaven.
Oh, my Lord. Is that crazy? Also, I should point out there are a bunch of volunteers who are there working at all these rooms trying to make sure the flow works. And the volunteers really got into our panel, too. They were like, hey, yeah, I want to vote. It was a great time had by all.
I got to be honest. I knew that we were going to have some loyal listeners there.
Yeah, double L.
So I knew we were going to have five or six people at our panel. And I couldn't be sure that we would have any more than that.
No way to know.
But we had at least 100 people. Both sides of those room, we had at least 100 people
on
our
panel. Yeah,
we
were pretty close to darn 100. People would come in and out. It's a convention. You want to, you know, pop your head in and look
around.
And
the next day, somebody said to me, you know, I didn't see the whole thing, but I popped my head in and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And so I think it was a success. I was very afraid we were going to spend all this time.
Oh, man.
Go out to Dallas.
Oh, man.
And we'd have seven people in the room, and it was just going to be us doing our shtick again.
I know. I was so afraid. I was so afraid. Every time we'd meet somebody, I'd say, come to our panel. Come to our panel. Please come
yeah,
to our
yeah,
panel.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, people would come, want to take photos with my cosplay is The Winds of Winter, unfinished. And I as I'm taking the photo, I'm like,
that's
panel
right.
tomorrow, panel tomorrow.
That's right. You were the draw, and then I was the one having to sell them.
Oh, man. It was a blast. I'm so glad we went. Hopefully, we'll be able to go in 2019. It'd be a blast.
Well, I was trying to promote things, too. So I was on brand throughout.
Oh, yeah. No, you were very
throughout the entire. They had another one of those ones where people participated.
Well, there were two that I'm going to ask you to talk about, Catfish.
Okay.
So our good friends at the Storm of Spoilers, they were having one of their great debate panels, and it was about the most...
Misunderstood.
Misunderstood or abused? What was it? Most abused character, most misunderstood, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was something like that. Most maltreated character.
Maltreated.
Either by the show or the book or George R. R. Martin or something
right.
like that.
And a lot of people were naming things that didn't make any sense. But Catfish, you went up there and you told them the truth.
Well, of course, I had to tell them about that it was Joffrey.
The most maltreated character.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, all the things that happened to him, you know, he, you know, you've talked about it before.
I have.
That he basically was taking care of the feral cat situation.
They were just running around King's Landing, Joffrey, TCB, baby.
You know, he was a moral guy.
Right.
He took it upon himself also to sort of thin out the prostitute problem at King's Landing.
He did.
And also, we know that, listen, it's foolish when you're the ruler of a country and there's a battle.
Yeah.
You know, only the foolhardy are sort of in front where they're exposed to danger.
The leader has to lead. If he's in the front lines and is killed by an arrow 5 seconds into the battle,
he can't lead.
He can't lead
from the front.
No.
Also, like you said, there's arrows and trebuchets or whatever, so we can't lead from the back either.
Unsafe. The back is unsafe.
The only place that is safe...
Say it.
It's the front of the basement.
He led from the basement. He was down
there...
He
led from the basement.
...in the bunker, making sure... S happened.
So I said he was misunderstood because, you know, people give him all sorts of hard, they give him a hard time. They think that
not
he's
cool.
not
cool at all.
A righteous, forthright, great leader.
You yeah. also went to a panel where they were like, we're trying to get rid of the bad theories. There are a bunch of bad theories because these books aren't finished, the show isn't finished. What are some of the bad theories? And you were trying to promote the best theory. Like, we're going to keep a theory.
My idea was this.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it on the show. So people who are longtime listeners know. But a lot of these people, you know, we have worked for 5 years to unstraighten or to restraighten the unstraightened sidewinders.
We're untangling all the straighteners, getting them to follow his grace.
Right. So what we've been talking about is, as everyone knows who's in the know, is that like leading from the basement, the only way to really survive and lead everybody is pretend you're dead, wait for the two forces to battle each other, and then pick off the survivors, and then you're in charge. So that was my theory about what's going to happen.
And there was so much noise after you said that. Call that noise laughter, but I would call it giggles of joy, knowing that His Grace was coming back and going to save everybody.
It was really just kind of a recognition. You know, when you hear something you never heard before and you're like, my God, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It's like a flood of relief that goes through your body. And that's what happened. Also, I would say at that point, I had gotten a reputation because, like you, I was trying to pimp Joffrey the whole time because I was like, we do not need to have only six people at our panel. So all the time I was pimping Joffrey, handing out all the badges.
All the time.
Talking to everybody, including, and Pat Mann had already pimped us to the woman who was moderating this panel. So when I got up for the theories, I stepped up to the microphone and she said, "Is this about Joffrey?"
That's what she wanted it. She wanted it to be about Joffrey. She didn't want to be disappointed. That's our good friend Joanna Robinson at the Storm of Spoilers.
Yeah.
And fun time for all.
She was right. It was about Joffrey. And it was a good one.
Now, is there anything else, Catfish, that you would change if 5 years ago with you and your buddy, is that Max across the street, had started a Game of Thrones convention?
Well, one of my ideas was that for us to be able to really get people to come, that we need to have something from the show. For example, like costumes or swords or something like that, where we actually had stuff that you couldn't see anywhere else. Now, in the meantime, they actually have toured that.
Right, they're touring that now.
So basically, all my ideas have been stolen.
These thieves, these evil, evil thieves. Thieves, watch your back. Catfish coming.
The other thing I thought was, you know, you could do, you know, kind of would be fun. And they could still do this. It's just a small thing. Someone's come up with the Dothraki language, or someone, in addition to that, people probably have studied it. It would be fun to do a little Dothraki language training session. Dothraki 101. That's real Dothraki.
I would say the Dothraki pickup club. You try to pick up ladies dropping Dothraki, but that's just because I'm...
There was some training with Silvio.
Oh, yeah, Cyril Ferrell, the actor Milo, and I always say I won't try to pronounce his last name. The actor who played Cyril Ferrell in season one, he was there.
Yeah.
He did some swordplay lessons. We didn't get a chance to do that. We didn't get a chance to do half the wonderful things at this wonderful convention. But let me say that presenting there and being there as part of the panel, it was just great. I loved it, and I feel like we're going to have to do some version of audience participation again and pull it into our podcast. Listeners, when we keep asking you guys for feedback, it's because you guys bring so much to the podcast, and that's why we ask it. We say go to our new areas for audience interactivity. That means PHQ for headquarters, PHQ headquarters on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/PHQ. Find us on Twitch at PHQ. On YouTube, sadly, you just got to search for PP Podcast or PP Media. We'll pop up there.
Jeez.
I know. We want to get over 1,000. We want to get over 1,000, excuse me, 10,000 subscribers on
Thank
YouTube.
You.
We got to get our Instagram and new Twitter handles up and going. And this is going to be the end of the very first of the five we're going to record in one day. This is incredible. We've just done one podcast, Catfish. How do you feel?
Oh, my God.
He's excited for the four remaining podcasts. For everybody here at the PP Media, my name's Bubba. You can find me individually on Twitter at Fit and Trim. That's FitenTrim, Fit and Trim on Twitter.
And I'm Catfish. As always, you can hit me up at CJGman67.
And in 1 week, you'll hear the podcast we're about to record 3 minutes from now on
The Joffrey of Podcasts, Con Edition.